This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, Josh Duggar behind bars. The new video from inside jail as he makes a desperate plea. Then,
can you believe a mall wanted me to throw this away?
George Clooney's Brad Pitt obsession? The outrageous new video that could win you a trip to his Lake Como compound.
Not bad.
And Jennifer Garner, not single anymore. The familiar face she's with now as Ben Affleck hangs with J-Lo.
Are the rumors about J-Lo true?
Plus, we're with J-Lo's co-star Josh Duhamel, what he saw behind the scenes.
It was something that I didn't see coming.
Then, in a galaxy far, far away, only we're with Mark Hamill, spilling Star Wars secrets.
I was just gobsmacked.
And why he's teaming up with Darth Vader.
I didn't know you were bringing the entire Star Wars universe here today. This is crazy.
E.T. starts now.
Reality star Josh Duggar has been locked up on suspicion of possession of child pornography, but he wanted to be released until his trial starts.
Yeah, the 19 kids and counting dad was back in court today arguing for his freedom.
Amen.
A small Duggar victory. A judge ordered him to be released tomorrow while awaiting trial and wear a GPS monitor. Josh has been behind bars since his arrest last week. In new security video, you can see him in handcuffs, patted down, and being booked into jail. The embattled reality star pled not guilty to child pornography charges. His attorneys claimed he should be allowed to go home to care for his wife, who is pregnant, and his 6 children. Prosecutors argued he should not be around minors. The judge decided to release Duggar to a family friend, allowing contact only with his own children and only while his wife is present.
I am extremely grateful for my parents and my family.
Josh's lawyers say Duggar has known about the investigation since November of 2019 and has cooperated. He faces up to 20 years behind bars. A trial is set for July.
Well, let's move on now to some other news because George Clooney has a big birthday tomorrow. He's turning the big 6-0. Now, he's also giving a total stranger the chance to join him and Amal at home for lunch. Uh-huh. And apparently, Brad Pitt will be there, too.
Can you believe Amal wanted me to throw this away?
I'm not throwing this out.
The OG Hollywood bromance is on full display in George's hilarious new Omaze sweepstakes video.
Ocean's 11, man. Brad's great in it, too, isn't he?
Man, we just seen Ocean 11 like 22 times.
The premise? What it would be like to quarantine with Clooney. Spoiler alert, he only has eyes for one guy.
Look at him. He's so good.
He's just eating. That's all.
He just eats, man. He just eats. He's Brad, man. It's just like he walks on screen and...
Now, E.T. has been tracking the undeniable chemistry of this Ocean's duo for decades.
I think we've been kind of a good couple.
We'll bring out the best in each other.
And we've seen firsthand, Brad can certainly dish it back.
No, I just stayed home. I did a lot of reading.
I bet we can find a picture of you in there, too.
Hey, what is that?
You have a quick... Where's the money?
George Clooney's
I have a quick
moron.
Impersonation.
You never know when a lifelong friendship is going to blossom.
But all the pit punchlines are for a good cause. The winner will not only get an all-expense-paid trip to hang with the Clooneys at their Lake Como home, but they'll also be supporting the Clooney Foundation for Justice. George told us getting to be able to socialize again is one of the bright sides to turning 60.
You never look forward to 60. The alternative is dead, so I'll take it. But, you know, there is light at the end of this tunnel, and we're close to be in the same room again.
I mean, don't we all just want to be in a room with George? Now listen, we know that George just finished filming The Tender Bar with Ben Affleck and Matt. Now there's very sweet news about Ben's ex, Jennifer Garner.
There is indeed very sweet news. E.T. has learned that Jen and her ex, John Miller, have rekindled their romance less than a year after they split.
Aw, we love love. Yes, we do. And we also love a Hollywood connection because Jennifer's Love, Simon co-star Josh Duhamel, well, he just finished working with J-Lo.
Right.
See
everybody's connected. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Fans are already feeling this big screen duel, and Josh told me they won't be disappointed.
How awesome was it stepping in for Army and working with Jennifer Lopez, man?
Jen was a dream to work with. She's an absolute pro and totally engaged and loved the project. We had a great relationship. It was one of those situations that everything kind of fit perfectly, and I'm very proud of the way it turned out.
Josh and J-Lo are the bride and groom whose dream destination I Do's turn into a nightmare in Shotgun Wedding, which will hit theaters June of next year. Until then, you can catch Josh as a Silver Fox superhero in Jupiter's Legacy, streaming Friday on Netflix.
That muscle suit, man, that's no joke.
Did your son Axel approve of the project? Are you channeling your real-life paternal side on this show?
I think that this show is, for me, a cautionary tale in a lot of ways because he became so caught up in saving the world that he forgot to be there for his children. And that's really... what I want to be cautious of is making sure that he knows that he is number one and that he's my priority and that we always have a great relationship.
Only E.T. was invited behind the scenes. Josh getting his gray wig and beard and doing many of his own stunts. Leslie Bibb also gets in on the action, which had perks for her real-life boyfriend, Sam Rockwell.
We were staying at a hotel and he was coming into the shower as I was leaving and he slipped and I was like a cat-like reflexes. I just went in and I caught him, hooked him, saved him. And Sam's like, Jesus, it's like you're a superhero. And I was like, I am!
Ah, who doesn't love that? She's like a real life superhero.
I know, right?
Nichelle, let me ask you, if I was gonna slip off the stage, would you use your superpowers to save me?
I would say, Matt, are you okay? What? Ow.
Well, I guess a warning is better than nothing.
Right?
I'll take it. From superheroes to many Jedis, check out what Billy Lord posted for the Star Wars holiday, May the 4th.
This is Cuteness Overload. That is her son, Kingston. And yes, that is a Princess Leia cap that he's rocking, buns and all. I need one stat. He's watching his grandma, the late Carrie Fisher, in A New Hope. Kevin Frazier, I'm about to explode. It's so cute.
That is so amazing. Matt, you know what we learned today?
What's that?
She is the Darth Vader. Of Entertainment
that
Tonight. That's
right.
Who you are, Nichelle.
I am your father.
Okay. See, I told you. She yells that at me all the time anyway. And speaking of Star Wars, Leia's brother Luke, a.k.a. Mark Hamill, is using the Force for good, too. I talked to him about that and his legendary cast in this E.T. exclusive.
I met Harrison Ford. He was swaggering and sarcastic and just perfect. And I probably looked up to him the way Luke looked up to Han.
Great kid, don't get cocky.
Then when Carrie came over, so funny and so irreverent and so witty, we would hang out together on weekends and go to movies together.
Hey! Hey!
It's hard to believe that had such an impact on pop culture worldwide.
The Force is still strong, and Mark's using it to team up with another stellar duo, Hollywood mega agent Richard Weitz and his 18-year-old daughter Demi. They're the philanthropists behind RW Quarantunes, the private Zoom parties where celebs have helped raise over $23 million for worthy causes.
For my 17th birthday, he hired a piano player to sing on Zoom for my friends and I, and I said, you know what, we're really privileged. This is a massive platform, but we got to raise some money.
How proud are you of this?
I'm proud of the amount of money we've raised for over 44 organizations, but what I'm most proud of is this shining star.
How did Richard have your number?
Richard has everybody's number.
We were with the father-daughter duo exclusively as they brought together stars like Pedro Pascal, Diego Luna, Aloe Black, Josh Groban, and Tina Fey for their May the 4th fundraiser.
My favorite Princess Leia, second to the original.
Oh my God.
Oh,
goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
It's all to benefit the USC McMorrow Neighborhood Academic Initiative, a cause close to Mark's heart.
It gives these underprivileged kids the chance at an education they would never be able to get. It's just been a thrill. I mean, people say to me, aren't you disappointed that you'll only be remembered as Luke? And I thought, I never expected to be remembered for anything. So if I'm going to be remembered for something, at least Luke is a positive role model. I've never forgotten how lucky I am.
Mark was great. Back to Richard and Demi. They raised over $1 million last night. The grand total is now $24.2 million. And Richard gathered everybody around and he said, remember that selfie that Ellen took at the Oscars? Well, let's take one with the stormtroopers. Bang, there it is. All right, now to the role models. These stars are lucky enough to call mom.
Only we're with star moms and their daughters. Zoe Deutsch puts her mom, Leah Thompson, in the hot seat.
E.T. has more footage of me than you have, which is not okay.
Then Schwarzenegger's son, Joseph Baena's new career reveal. And 80s babies, you're going to love this. A big announcement from Debbie Gibson and Joey McIntyre.
We both love to give the people what they want.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Quick question, would you buy a house from this man right here? Well, you know who that is? That is Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, Joseph Baena. He's a real estate agent now. And by the way, when he's not working, he is in the gym working out. The resemblance to his father is unbelievable. Meanwhile, our early jump on Mother's Day continues. Rock stars and their moms.
He's a good boy.
Imagine Dragons' Dan Reynolds and Foo Fighters' Dave Grohl give us a sneak peek at their new show.
I was lucky to be raised by the cool mom. I mean, the coolest mom.
Plus, we flash back to the future with mother-daughter duo Leah Thompson and Zoe Deutsch.
Oh, you want to be an actress?
Yeah.
Because you see how glamorous it is?
You're so cute, Mom.
And
awesome news.
A new kids, new gig, where you can catch Joey McIntyre teaming up with Debbie Gibson.
Let's go get to work.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
We're gonna do it.
You darn right.
Oh yeah, Debbie Gibson and Joey McIntyre are headed to Sin City for a 3-night-only special live engagement at the Venetian Resort, August 26th through the 28th.
We both love to give the people what they want. The boys in the
band. The boys. The boys. Debbie appeared in one of the new kids' music videos, and the two just remade her classic, Lost in Your Eyes, into a duet out June 4th. Right now, both are pumped for Vegas.
I need a couple of months to get ready. You're like ready. You're ready to go.
I am so here for that duo. And by the way, I'm here for this duo.
Oh, thank
too.
You. Me
yes,
too.
Indeed. Always here for you, Lauren Zima, because you have a really great story about Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl. I love him.
Michelle, let me bring you one more dynamic duo.
Yes.
Dave
and his mama.
Let
yes,
it go.
Dave and Mom Virginia are in this new Paramount Plus series, From Cradle to Stage, and it explores the unique relationship between musicians and their mamas. E.T. was the only show to talk to Dave all about it.
I've got another confession to make.
It's not really the rock star that changed the world. It's the mother who is the rock star that gave us these amazing children who went on to become the soundtrack of our lives. There goes
my hero. Though these stories are so varied, was there one common thread you noticed about moms of musicians?
I think if there's one thing that connects all of these mothers, it's some sort of courage.
Dave and his mom, Virginia, have a story for all parents afraid of letting go. She let him leave the house to pursue music when he was just 17. 8 years later, the Foo Fighters was formed.
She understood that's what made my heart pump. So I'm forever indebted to her for that. When she retired from being a school teacher, I was like, don't do that cruise ship thing that retirees do. Like, I've got a cruise ship. It's called a tour bus. I would walk off stage and be like, where's my mom? And she's upstairs in the dressing room having beers with Green Day. I'm just like, oh my God, what are we doing?
Dave and Virginia sit down with other musicians and their mamas, including Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons and his mom, Christine.
You're the face of the future.
We always knew that he was filled with music and he grew up doing music, always. So it wasn't that surprising. It was a little scary. Send a prayer
to the ones up above. Dan and Christine share a special bond. She stood by him through his struggle with heavy depression, then his split and reconciliation with his wife 7 months later. Asia sent Dan a text saying she didn't need to own him to love him. She loved him without expectations. I will follow you
now, wherever you may go. My mom has taught me love is not perfect. Love takes work, and you have to put in that work for it to be there, and you have to serve each other, and there's going to be times that are hard.
Those are the kinds of stories the father of four and his mom share in From Cradle to Stage, which debuts tomorrow.
What's your favorite part about watching him on stage?
He kind of gets down and kind of tries to peer through the spotlights and see the people, and his eyes kind of crinkle. I can just see Dan as a little kid there. That's my favorite.
To mom, he will always be her little boy. And get this, Dan told me if he didn't become a rock star, his backup career would have been working for the FBI. I guess mom would have been supportive of that too. And speaking of supportive moms, Leah Thompson and her actress daughter, Zoe Deutsch, put their love language on display, interviewing each other in this ET exclusive.
So you look hot. And it's your birthday coming up.
Well, thank you. That's a really nice Mother's Day compliment. I appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome. But you shouldn't have cut your own bangs. Those look bad. Those look really rock bottom.
As you know, E.T. has been with our family since the very beginning. I've been doing E.T. for 35 years, maybe 40. And this is a clip from the very first time you were on E.T. with me on a set in 2002, and we're gonna watch it because I've never seen it either.
Oh, you wanna be an actress?
Yeah.
Because you see how glamorous it is?
No. Well, that's part of it.
How did you guys find
that?
Oh
my God.
You look so cute.
I want a copy of that.
Oh my gosh.
Flash forward 19 years, and now Zoe and Leah are starring in a new podcast together. It's called A Total Switch Show. They play a mother-daughter duo who swap bodies in a switch pandemic. It's kind of like Freaky Friday for grown-ups.
Mom, get up! You're still me and I'm still you!
What was your favorite part about getting to relive your 20s with this role?
I feel weird because I've been playing the mother of like a 17-year-old for like 38 years since Back to the Future.
You're my mom. You're my mom.
Well, Zoe's getting to live out a childhood dream. She makes out with Justin Bieber in his latest music video, Anyone. If it's not you,
it's not anyone. I mean, little Zoe, thinking that one day she'd grow up and have a screen kiss with Justin Bieber.
I was told afraid my to ask East Coast you. Friends that when I was 11 that I would do this. It came to fruition. Like, I was a real believer.
Dreams can come true.
That is a true believer.
Yep.
She believed it.
Yep. And it happened.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna try to make this happen. All right, coming up, my Hollywood crush, we have got exclusive James Corden news.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We even got recognized at the airport. It's crazy. You know,
poor little old ladies, isn't
yeah,
it?
Running up, wanting selfies with us, you know. Because I mean, I've always been a ladies. You know, they love me. You know what I mean?
Right. In your dreams, darling. In your dreams.
It is magic, I swear. Every time we are with Malcolm and Margaret James Corden's adorable parents, who, by the way, always knew their son would be a star.
We absolutely knew. Obviously, one never.
You didn't know. He used to tell me I'd be pushing carts around the supermarket.
Hang on,
didn't he?
No, wait a minute. No.
And now only ET can break news that Margaret will co-host the Late Late Show with James Corden with her son tomorrow on CBS.
That should be a lot of fun, and so will our Mother's Day celebration.
Yes.
As it continues tomorrow with Dear Drew.
Yep. We're going to talk about mom guilt, which is real, and how to get away from them babies for a little bit.
How do I get away from?
See y'all tomorrow.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.